We're at St Melian Country Club in East Cornwall. For Cornwall Works is one in four. It's a transnational conference focusing on mental health, work and well-being. With me is Chris Ball. He's the Chief Executive of the Age and Employment Network. Chris, first of all, just tell me the main thrust of what you are putting across to conference today.
Well, there's several issues. First of all, TAIN is an organisation that stands aside of people in later and midlife, people, say, in their 50s and 60s, who we believe are increasingly wanting to continue to work and yet in many cases are prevented from doing so. They find they face many disadvantages in the labour market, not least is a certain element of age discrimination, but in some cases there are other hidden barriers preventing them from getting back into work. And so a great deal of what we do is around, you know, the sort of policies of all players in the labour market, including the government and employers, in relation to that age cohort. But we've also got a technical assistance project supported by the European Social Fund, which has us giving technical advice and support around these sorts of issues to all of the ESF-funded projects in England and Gibraltar. As for today, well, the theme of the conference is around mental health issues, and I think it's certainly important to make the connection between, you know, the mental health issues facing older people. In particular, we probably all of us know someone who is either out of work for a prolonged period of time because of stress, anxiety, mental health issues. And of course, when you are forced out of the workforce for those sorts of reasons, and if you remain inactive for a period of time in your 50s, it becomes incredibly difficult to get back into work. After a couple of years of inactivity in that way, you've probably got more chance of dying or retiring than actually getting another job.
One of the issues, I suppose, is in later life, is dealing with stress, because you've been working all this time, and sometimes, you know, your ability to cope with work, with, you know, family, all those sort of things, can change. Is this something you find a lot?
Well, there's something like 3 million people who are on incapacity benefits of one kind or another. I think that's the right figure. About half of them approaching half of them are there because of issues that, broadly speaking, are connected with their mental health as opposed to their physical health. So the question has to be asked, what can be done about that? People who remain out of work for a long period of time don't necessarily just get better, even if, you know, you might think, well, it's work that's causing many of these problems, and often it may be certainly contributing to their problems. But people who are out of work become depressed, and if they're suffering from a mental health condition, then the likelihood is that worklessness is not going to do them a great deal of good.
And how ready are employers to deal with these sorts of situations?
Well, I think the problem is that, you know, there's a lack of recognition and a lack of understanding of mental health issues. There's a stigma associated with mental health problems of all kinds, unfortunately. And it's also very difficult for the worker, him or herself, to explain that they've got a mental health problem. One of the good things that I'm going to mention today is an approach that has been taken by BT, who provide people with disabilities of all kinds, not just mental health conditions, with a passport that they can take with them from one job to another within the organisation, obviously. When people work for a big organisation like that, they don't stay in the same job all the time. And so the passport explains something about the condition that the individual is suffering from or is dealing with, is living with, so that when they move to a different manager, they can simply present it to them, and the background is explained in that way, and they don't have to go through all of the embarrassment and difficulty of explaining it to them once again. I think that's a good idea, but I think also it's much more generally about making work good work. Work that is stressful, where the conditions are bad, where there are poor relationships between employee and manager, where the individual has very little control over the work they do, and where the sense of achievement and purpose and it being worthwhile are all very low, is not necessarily good for physical health or mental health. But on the other hand, good work is quite demonstrably good for one's health, good for one's physical health, good for one's mental health. And for people in mid and later life in their 50s and 60s who want to continue to work in a job that they enjoy and they feel valued in it, that's without any doubt at all something that is good for them as opposed to being bad for them. So forcing people out of work without them really wanting to end their working lives, providing that the working conditions are good, forcing them out is not a great idea. Helping them to stay in the workforce is good. So what we have to do, I think, is to encourage employers to follow the good work paradigm and to age manage their working situations so that people of all ages can contribute their best and have the flexibility to continue in work in a way that is possible and compatible with their condition at whatever stage they are in their lives.